Ramble.
Pretty Basic.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to your favorite podcast ever.
Pretty Basic. I accidentally started doing that regularly now. You enter it, and then I say Pretty Basic.
Yeah.
Also, my voice is, weird. I've been losing it again.
Oh, no. I lost mine the other night at the Victorian.
Did you really?
I was screaming the next day. I was like...
I think that's when I lost mine, too.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's been downhill since then. Old times, just like old Pretty Basic episodes. We are back, though, today.
We are back, very caffeinated, ready to take on the freaking Buzzing. World.
Buzzing. I had a double shot espresso. But we are here, and today's episode... What are we doing?
I'm actually so excited for today's episode. I have been wanting to do these for months now, and I just told you about it today.
Mm-hmm.
Because in my head, I was like, oh, it'll happen, you know?
Yeah.
No need to rush.
You knew.
It'll happen when it needs to happen. Long story short, I first saw, I think, Kenzie do this, or Gals on the Go, or TK's Juicy Pod. One of them.
One of
all
our faves.
I know all of them have done it. So Okay. Either way, shout out to all of them. Go listen to their podcast. They're amazing. Also, shout out to TK because she sent me this list of 73 questions. So basically.
Very Vogue of us.
Well, have you seen the Vogue?
Yes.
Absolutely. Videos?
Yes.
Please tell me everyone listening has seen them. So good.
If you don't know what it is, Vogue goes to a celebrity's house and not always the house anymore now.
Well, it's supposed to be their house, but I'm sure a lot of these celebrities don't want their actual house.
Houses,
so you can tell when it's not their house. But Liza Koshy did it and it was her house.
Hers was cool.
Yeah.
I like Zac Efron's. There's been a lot.
Efron.
Mindy Kaling, I think, had one. Hers was cute. Yeah, basically they go to their house and
they do it all in one take. Did you know that?
It is so well done. I don't know how they do it.
I remember Liza saying that it looks like it's so easy, but there's literally 12 people behind a computer that you don't see the whole time.
Oh.
And it's a huge, huge shoot for this one time that they probably did 10 times.
Well, the girl who does her hair also was there for Kim and Kanye's one.
Oh, yeah.
And she said that it's 15 minute video maybe, but it took 6 hours film and everything, which makes so much
sense.
But
there's such good videos. Anyway, so basically a producer behind the camera asks the celebrity or whoever's shooting 73 questions. They're random. They're on the spot. They're quick. So normally in those, even though they look quick, they're not. The celebrities definitely had it and could think of answers beforehand. But Remy doesn't have these questions.
I don't know a single question. Yeah, you're right.
So it's a little harder. So we can go a little slower for you. But basically, I'm just going to ask you 73 questions Vogue style.
Okay.
And next week we can do me, or we can wait a few episodes and you can do me later or something like
Sounds
that.
Sounds good.
So this is all about the summer of Remy. Let's get to know. Headphone users, Remy.
Sorry.
Oh, remember school when you would do the silent cheer? You're like...
I know, we're going to have to turn the audio down on that one. Sorry.
Sorry.
Summer of Remy. Can we just talk about it, though?
Summer of Remy.
Did I not manifest a Summer of Remy?
Can we also talk about the fact that you were like, you're so going to get a boyfriend before me?
I saw the tweets about that.
I saw that tweet, too. Shout out to whoever tweeted that.
We're fine.
Okay. Are you ready?
No, but let's do it.
Okay. What's your full name?
Remy Ashton Cruz.
What's your sign?
An Aquarius.
I want to ask it the guy does.
Okay,
he has a very specific
very,
voice.
Yeah.
What qualities of the sign... Oh, dang it. I can't do that. What qualities of that sign pertain to you?
Ooh. Actually, you tagged me in something that Nikita posted the other day, but I feel like it's pretty true to me. Would you agree?
Yeah. The only one that I loved was the unemotional part because we've... at first you were, and then now you're oh, no.
Okay. Can I be honest, though? Traits, now that I am in a new relationship,
mm-hmm.
traits of the unemotional things are coming out again.
Ooh.
I think that's who I really am. I'm pretty... Not emotionless, but I'm very guarded.
Oh, yeah.
But then being best friends with you, it opened me up a lot.
Well, also, us going on tangents.
I know. Am I not supposed to? I don't know.
I love it. I think also for both of us, we kind of didn't talk about a lot of things in our lives for a long time. So when we did become friends, we talked about everything. So it was just overload.
Yeah.
But I could understand how overall you're not that emotional.
I think I don't do well with... People are crying and things, I'm I don't know what to do. Nikita recently, we're both Aquarius. She tweeted, Aquarius is just that bitch, period. Yeah, we're unemotional, stubborn, and unpredictable, but we're also the most intellectual, independent, and innovative people you'll ever meet. I think I'm pretty independent. I don't think I'm that innovative.
You're extremely independent.
Thank you.
Question 4, what's your B-day?
February 7th, 1995.
Which means how old are you?
24.
Ooh, what's your favorite?
24 and a half. My half birthday was yesterday. No one got
Why
me
didn't
half
you
cake.
Tell me?
Because you should have known. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I'm damn. Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
What's your favorite holiday?
Oh, I used to say Christmas, but I think now 4th of July.
Did Vlogmas ruin it?
Last year's Vlogmas was bad. But like growing up in Southern California my entire life, Christmas, like
There's
I want
no
a
season.
White Christmas. Exactly. It kind of just, I like the family time, but I love the 4th of July.
4th of July is fun. We had
July.
So much
We're going
to
pop these firecrackers. So much fun.
What is a nickname of yours?
Romy, Rome, Rem. That's about it.
Did you have one growing up?
My brother calls me Nenny because he couldn't
so
say
cute.
Remy when we were
Nenny.
Little. So my mom calls me Nenny. Nuna means older sister in Korean. So that.
Oh my God, so cute.
Remsters.
Remsters. That's a big one. That's a solid one.
Remsters.
Huh? First job?
YouTube.
Did you ever like babysit?
Well,
or
my
like...
pet sitting service.
Yeah, I was going to say. Did...
Yes. Pet sitting,
Wait,
babysitting.
Shout out to anyone who actually knows what she's talking about right now.
You know what it was? It was Jar's pet service because it was with my friend Alexis and her brother Jacob and then my brother Shane. So it was Jar's.
Jar. Oh my God.
Jar's.
What scares you the most?
Oh my God. Attacked. Ooh. Not being able to help in a situation.
Enneagram coming
like
through.
Being useless mm-hmm. or not useful.
What angers you the most?
Ooh, when all my friends are way too protective over me.
Ooh.
I get treated like a baby all the time and it makes me so mad.
Mm. What makes you laugh the most?
Ooh. What do you think?
I was just trying to think of times we've been like laughing like, hysterically. What were we? We were at Bungalow literally the other day. That photo of us like crouched laughing so hard.
What were we laughing at?
I don't remember, but I remember we were like,
something good.
That's a prime photo. We'll put it on our Instagram. That's a prime photo of like when we laugh hard, that's what we look like. I'm always hunched over.
I think
and you're always
I'm like looking up. I think what my favorite thing between us at least is like we've gone through so much stuff, but then there's like, we have a certain like inside jokes that you just say one word and it like completely takes you back to that time. And then you can't stop laughing. Please.
Please.
Like right there. Like I want, like my stomach hurts from laughing.
Oh my God.
Please.
I'm just going to say me then. I make you laugh the most.
You do make me laugh really hard.
Oh my God. What's the worst fashion trend?
Right now?
Ever that you hate the most right now?
I'm not a fan of the lip color that's like darker and then lighter on the inside. You know what I mean? Yeah. That was like a thing. Like, I feel like people are doing it now again.
Are they?
I don't know. I'm not a fan. I think it looks weird.
To me, it just takes way too much time.
That too.
You know? Like,
yeah.
Sit there and blend
oh my God,
your lips
crackle
out.
Nails. Crackle.
Oh my God, the worst.
Oh, Kaylee was so into those.
People like
they
really
so
tried
nasty.
And then everyone was like, wait, it just looks like you don't have your nails
it's
done.
It's so ugly. It was so bad.
Must have beauty product.
Ooh. Sorry, I feel like I'm screaming today.
Your mic will just be lowered the whole time.
I know. Maybe, yeah. must have beauty product. Probably.
Holy Grail.
Benefits, roller liner. Or roller lash. Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, love those. Those are so good.
Do you have a secret beauty tip?
Not a secret beauty tip, but there's a product by Peter Thomas Roth, and it's called, I don't know, but it comes. Something to peel, the firming gel peel or something.
I have that.
It's like in a silver tube. It like makes your it
it's
takes,
an exfoliating mask.
It like rolls all the dead skin off your skin. It is the craziest thing. And then your face feels like a baby's butt.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Sorry.
Firm X peeling gel. That's what it is. It kind of, but I tried the baby feet thing. It was nasty.
I don't
this
think
one's
I
like,
could ever try it.
Like instant gratification.
Favorite purse. Oh, which friend's closet would you love to raid?
I think yours.
We need to do that video where we switch closets.
Well, we have a lot of similar stuff.
Yeah.
But also different things. If not yours, I would say, honestly, I think just you.
Oh my God, I love
that. I really
that.
Do think so.
You'd be proud. I organized my purses last night.
Send me pictures.
I will. Favorite person to follow on Instagram?
Ooh, Benny Drama.
Love him.
He is so
his whole series with all the different signs.
The signs is so good.
The one he did of Kylie was funny for Leah.
He's really, really hilarious. I just found him recently. That or Bon Appetit meme is really funny too, because they make the memes from the Bon Appetit videos.
Oh.
And I'm like an avid watcher, so I feel like I know all of them, like their characters almost. Yeah. So then it's really funny. And then I like when I see that they like them themselves, because I follow every Bon Appetit person.
I know I already know the answer to this one.
Okay.
Favorite podcast to listen to?
Bitch Bible.
Pretty basic. Just kidding.
We're tied. I do love Jackie Schimmel, though.
I mean, I would.
I want to meet her so badly. I'm going to manifest this.
You know you're going to.
Yeah, I'm going
to
manifest this.
I already know you're going to.
We've DM'd a couple times. We're here. It's going to happen.
Favorite movie of all time?
Honestly. This movie called Because I Said So, just like a Mandy Moore movie.
Oh, yeah.
That or, what's your number?
Chris, what's yeah, the your Chris number? I always forget the name of that one.
So good.
One song you can dance to the rest of your life.
Ooh. Honestly, I was at a bar the other night and they played Waiting for Tonight by J-Lo and I lost it.
Tonight.
Yeah. I feel like that's a very underrated song.
If you joined the Spice Girls, what would your name be? Do you know?
This is hard. I didn't
Baby
like the Spice,
Spice
Girls. Oh, would I be one of them? A baby
what
spice?
Would your name? Or yeah, what would your name be? Oh, Rome Spice?
Rome Spice.
Rome Spice.
Rome Spice.
Rome Spice. Can someone please make an edit of the Spice Girls and
put
add Remy in there?
On it, please.
Oh my God.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
One thing you can live without. You can live without.
Comments on YouTube videos.
Ooh. If you had to choose another career, what would you do?
Ooh.
I could see you just like working at like the Pacific Aquarium or like something.
I would live. I would live, live, live.
Doing tours
I would love
every
to
day.
Be like, honestly, like a paleontologist or like a zoologist.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to like work in one of those sanctuaries where they save the sloths in like
hashtag save
Australia.
The sloths.
Hashtag save the sloths. I watched this recent documentary about the two different types of sloths. There are two-toed and there are three-toed. Very interesting. I would live. Her face right now looks really uncomfortable. Chloe face. That's what makes you laugh the hardest, the Chloe face.
Yeah. Any current obsessions? No.
I honestly don't think
so. You're so extra hat.
My so extra merch, shopaliciamarie.com. I give you a lot of promo.
You do.
I'll be invoicing you very soon.
Okay, cool. What predictions from Oh my God. Oh, predictions from 1 year from now.
Oh God. 2020. The 2020 experience.
Summer of Remy 2020. What do you think is going to happen?
Honestly, I don't know if I could top 2019. I don't 2019 know. Has been pretty, pretty great. 2020 summer. I think I will be...
I picture you on like a yacht.
Tell me why I was just going to say yacht. I'm not kidding. I'm not even kidding.
But not like a little like, oh, I rented a yacht, like on a yacht.
Oh, I was going to say like vacationing for like 3 months on a yacht.
Yes, in the islands or something.
In NOLA, I became friends with this guy who is a yacht captain. Follow him on Instagram at Sail Yachts. He's great. He's great. His name is Felix. Maybe I'll just live
Maybe
on his
yacht. Maybe we should hire Felix. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, we should. Actually,
yeah, I'm going to be there.
Yes, absolutely. At Felix. Everybody, okay. Please follow Sail Yachts. He'll be so happy.
What do you do on your day? Days off.
You actually would be very proud of me. I used to, you know, how like clean all the time and like never sit at home. Now I just like hang out with friends and like chill all the time.
Oh my God, love
it. It's been
that.
Good. Maybe a little too much, but like much better.
What do you love about LA?
I love that I really like the workout culture, in all honesty. I really do like the whole like fitness side of things. I love that you can go to the beach and be in the city within like half an hour. I love the food. I love the shopping. And I love, honestly, I don't know. I just really like it here. I feel very at home.
Who would you call first in a crisis?
You. It's true. You or my friend Maddie, who always has her phone on her. It's people that like, you know, will like show up.
Mm-hmm. Describe yourself in 3 words.
Bubbly, loud, and happy.
Love that. Pet peeve that you have?
Ugh, don't get me started. What's my new one? happy. Oh my God. I think flaky people is my big thing right now that I've been facing sometimes, and it makes me very upset.
Favorite exercise.
Or when people say that they're leaving and then they don't leave.
Yeah.
That's my big thing.
When you have them on Find Friends.
So, literally, I won't call a name out, but it starts with a D. I was like, I'll be there in 30 minutes. I'm leaving now. I checked 30 minutes later. Hasn't moved yet. I was like, hello? Hello? Are you all right?
Favorite exercise?
Spinning or... I like weightlifting a lot, actually.
Mm-hmm. You like squats.
I love squats.
Oh, with the hip thruster thing with the...
Ew, they're so painful, but they're so good.
31, what's your spirit animal?
We're only at 31. My spirit animal. I often think of the centaur from Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. I don't think if that's... Like, I don't think that's my spirit animal. I just think that is a fictional animal, so I just think about that a lot.
I don't think anyone Maybe has ever seahorse? Answered that.
Centaur? I often think of the centaur, and I think a lot of people that I, like, run into... Like, there have been at least, like, 10 guys that I've, like, met where I'm like, he looks like the centaur from The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know. Yeah. But I would say my spirit animal is probably a seahorse.
I could see that.
Right?
Just, like, hook on and...
You just hook on, you sway.
You're a little cuddler, yeah.
I do love... Yeah, you just, like, move.
Favorite candy.
Did you know male seahorses are the ones that give birth?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen them give birth before?
No.
It looks like they're sneezing and then they just, like, shoot out.
Oh, my God. Favorite candy.
Twix bars. Oh, or a Milky Way Midnight. Or chocolate-covered gummy bears.
Favorite thing to eat?
Sushi.
Oh, agreed. Least favorite thing to eat?
Oof. I just don't eat it if I don't want to. Tomatoes.
Dessert you can't live without.
Ooh, ice cream. Cookies and ice cream. And magic shell. I'm sorry, am I talking too much?
Who do you look up to the most in your life?
My mom, dad, or aunt. Or uncle. Family.
What's the coolest thing about your family?
We're really small, but we're really close-knit, which I appreciate.
Favorite song to blast in the car?
Ooh, right now, Boyfriend by Ariana Grande.
Favorite YouTuber?
Bon Appetit.
What's the most California thing about you?
I think everything. Probably my, like, voice, the way I talk.
What makes you feel the most beautiful?
A nice shower. I feel really great after a shower. Or getting, like, fully glam for an event. Mm. Then I feel, like, hot.
Mm.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What's your favorite 73 Questions episode?
Ooh, actually, I really liked the Ashley Graham one.
Oh.
Or I think Chrissy Teigen did one too.
Chrissy Teigen did a good one.
Her house is insane.
I think that's her actual house.
Yeah, I
could recognize it.
It is.
Who is someone that you look up to?
Loshi.
Worst part about LA?
Traffic.
Favorite season?
Summer of Remy.
Favorite country to visit?
Ooh. Japan, I think.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Who's the last person you text?
Let me check.
Do, 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 do.
TK. Shout out TK's Juicy Polls.
Shout out TK's Juicy Polls. Don't forget to follow her and
rate, comment, subscribe
to her podcast.
Listen on Apple Podcasts.
Juicy Pod.
iTunes.
Love her. Shout out TK. Favorite website?
Probably YouTube.
Mm.
Or Gmail. I love checking my emails religiously. I love a clean inbox. So I like.
I've been talking so hard.
I love Gmail. I love having a clean inbox, no notifications, delete all that spam. Ooh, that's what makes me feel the most beautiful when I have a clean inbox.
I feel like everyone thought they knew you and they're learning so much about you.
I feel like everyone knew this already.
No.
No.
Okay. Best first date spot.
Ooh, I think the best first date I've ever been on was in Hawaii. And it was like, that was the best date of my life. And then, like, I think we ended up at the beach. And I think that is, like, the cutest way. But you can't start with the beach. Like, it was a good, like, ending
there.
Into the
night.
Yeah. I'm, like, a fan of, like, a good, like, taco truck, hangout, drinks, and then beach. Or, like, that one was, like, a fun, like, museum and then dinner and then a beach. That was a good date.
Speaking of dates,
mm-hmm.
I feel like we've had a lot of questions about your recent dating life, Rem.
Yes. Would you like me to talk about it?
Can we talk about Hinge Boy?
Yes. Is he Hinge? We.
That's his nickname.
I was going to say, we haven't made him a nickname yet.
I got chills.
I kid you not. This has been going on for like a long time now.
Here's my thing. With all the guys, the nickname always comes. Like you can't like force a nickname on someone.
We've said that.
Turtle Dude.
I think we came up with Turtle Dude on the episode.
Yeah.
But it's like the nickname chooses the guy.
Yes.
We don't choose it for him. But tell me why. Like a month ago, I was like, we haven't come up with a nickname for him. Does she think this one's not going to last? Because I really like this one.
Oh, because the last guy didn't even give a nickname.
Didn't even give a nickname too.
Yeah, that's how you know if your friend like cares.
Hinge Boy.
Hinge
Boy. You're so right. Hinge Boy. So, in case you missed the last episode, you know what's so funny is I like tweeted about it and then everyone was like, I missed one episode of Pretty Basic and like, what's going on now?
That's how I felt when I left for literally 5 days and I come back and you have a boyfriend.
I waste no time. Life is short. Summer of Remy is fleeting. So, in the last episode, I announced that I have a boyfriend.
Who you met?
On Hinge.
Shout out Hinge.
Shout out Hinge.
We love you, Hinge.
Literally the best dating app. So I announced it like last week in last week's episode. And then I actually, what's so funny, so I've been dating him for like a few months now. And then what's like, I would kind of allude to it on the vlog. Like I talked about it, but I never showed him. And then it was like, I've never done this before. I've never had like a serious thing. So it's really hard to, or like I've had to learn how to like communicate with him and like set boundaries. So we've had like a lot of talks about things. And like we decided from the get go, like I'm not going to do, I've never been the type, and I've said it on and on again on this podcast. Like I'm not the type to do a boyfriend tag or a couple vlogs or like anything. Like I don't want to do that personally. Luckily he's.
At least now, as of now.
No, I literally never want to. I like do not want to. It's like such a good like safe thing, I feel like. And I just, it, to me, it's not worth a video.
Yeah.
Or if like we wanted to really do one, we do one and I wouldn't post it anywhere. Exactly. Yeah. To me, I'd rather like not have those views or do something else and like not exploit that for me. But again, anyone can do what they want. But we had that talk and he actually is on the same page too. He's like, I don't really want to be in front of the camera.
Wait, sorry, I had a random question.
Yes.
Do you remember one of the, like, the question that you guys got paired together? Like,
on
the
Hinge?
Yeah, yeah, on Hinge.
Yeah, well, so I basically, we've had the talk about, like, no videos, and then I kept saying, like, I'm not going to post him. But then as of yesterday, we had another talk, and we're like, you know what? Like, I think Instagram is okay, and it's, like, figuring out the boundaries, because I don't, I was talking to Lauren about this, actually. There's a difference between privacy and secrecy. Mm-hmm. She's like, it's a secret thing if you're, like, hiding him and being, like, weirdly shady about it and things. She's like, but you can, like, post him and, it like, ask for a decent amount of privacy. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I think I'm good with posting him. I don't need to like necessarily tag him. I don't need to like throw his name out all the time.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, so we decided together, like, okay, these are the boundaries. Like Instagram's good. Videos, I'm fine. I vlogged with him, but he wasn't like, every time like I vlogged, he'd just be like behind the camera.
Yeah.
Cause that's what he wanted. And that's what I wanted.
Yeah.
But yeah, we decided Instagram's good. But so I posted on like Twitter and things, a picture, and everyone's like, oh my God, like what is going on? How did you meet? Like all these like big questions. So big questions answered. I met him on Hinge and I...
Which, side note, literally Hinge is the only dating app that I've actually heard people like meeting on.
No, literally.
Like real everyone relationships.
I know, everyone I know that has a boyfriend that met on a dating app is from Hinge.
And they're serious.
And I've said this before. And what's so funny is when I was going into Hinge, I was always like, I felt like a little bit of not pressure, but like, oh my God, like, is it going to happen for me too? Like,
yeah.
I have like a good feeling. And then I ended up meeting him and he was the first, I like met up with a few guys on Hinge before and I talked to a couple, the guy that Bree and Eli spent on my date, he was from Hinge too. Mm-hmm. And like, they all went great and they were all really nice, but I never had like a really true connection until now.
And the reason why Hinge is so different is because unlike other dating sites, seriously, there's a whole bunch of different prompts, like questions, like what's a deal breaker to you or little things like that, like perfect date idea. Yeah. And that way they write their answers.
Mine was tacos and beach. That was my answer.
That was your answer?
Date. Yeah.
Oh my God. So basically these prompts help you get to know someone before you actually try to match with them. And that's why it works so much better than other apps, because you actually have like a common interest or something. So I'm curious what your guys' like match was.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know what's crazy is I like that also it's not swiping. Swiping feels so like honestly kind of gross, you know?
Yeah.
But I like that this one, you genuinely get to know someone. And I remember finding his profile. I actually remember the first time he messaged me was we had just finished wrapping an episode here. And we like turned off the mics and I like looked at my phone, had a message and I was like, oh my God, wait, this guy's so cute. And this is like the best message I've ever gotten on
him. Do you remember what the message was?
No, I remember everything.
Oh my God, okay.
So my questions were like an unpopular opinion one. I put pineapple goes on pizza.
Oh, hell yeah.
Ideal first date was tacos in the beach. And then the other one was like, you'll fall for me if blank. And I put you love dogs and Chance the Rapper. And so he messaged me and was like, wow, tacos, pineapple on pizza, dogs, and Chance the Rapper sounds like a perfect score. And like, we have all that stuff in common. We eat pineapple on pizza and talk about Chance the Rapper constantly. And Daisy has never loved anyone more in my life. She likes him more than me. I kid you not. It pisses me off.
Oh, hell no.
Hell no. He's gotta go. But yeah, like that was like such an effort. Like when I got that message, I was like, wait, like that was like really cute.
Oh my
and like
God.
We genuinely do have those things in common, which like from the get-go then like, we were allowed to, like, it made it easier to talk about. Like, when Chance's new album dropped, like, we listened to it together. Like, it was really fun.
And the other thing I freaking love about Hinge is the fact that they actually want you to have to delete their app because they want you to find your special someone. And I think that is so amazing. Like, the app is designed to be deleted.
I've never heard that from a dating app before.
No, because they want
to talk about that. It's actually like, I don't know, it made me like them a lot more. I already liked the app itself, but to me, that's just like such a nice moral to have.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's why it's so successful too.
Exactly.
It's just like effortless, which is great. And I am very happy.
Love. Anyways, shout out to Hinge for sponsoring. We love you guys. You're the best.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? or the friends you find along the way. Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day.
So what makes a life a good one?
In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
And back to our questions. Number 50, favorite TV show. Rapid fire, go.
How I Met Your Mother.
What do you do? Or, dang it. What do you wish you were good at?
Singing.
What is your walk-on song?
Ooh, I do my hair toss, check my nails.
A game show you think you could win?
Oof. Big Brother.
Favorite pod episode?
Content baby content. Wait, can I also say my boyfriend has been saying content baby content to me like through text all the time, and like it happened like four times, and then finally I was like, just a question, do you know where that came from? And he's like, no, I saw it on your phone case. And I was like, oh sweetie. But I told him that you and I have to get together to tell him the story.
Yes, absolutely. I have to be there. Oh my
content
god,
content baby content episode two.
It'll be like a live episode.
Oh my god. Yes, we should record it.
Need a little stage. Dream pod guest.
Oh my god, Chrissy Teigen.
Oh my god, yeah. Favorite quality about your BF? Me, best friend.
Okay. Your loyalty.
This question just says what, so I don't know what that one is. Favorite quote?
Oh, I don't really have one. Everything happens for a reason.
59, favorite fitness gear?
Gymshark athletic wear.
60, favorite lipstick brand?
Lipstick, wow. That's a good question. MAC? Urban Decay, Urban Decay.
What's something you learned from past relationships or friendships?
Oof. Don't ignore red flags.
What's something you're looking for in a husband?
Someone who's very supportive of everything I do.
What is your order at Sweetgreen?
Good question. Mix of spring. I just popped up. Spring mix and arugula, grapes, tomatoes, jicama is new, double chicken, avocado, cucumbers. Did I say tomatoes? Hot sauce, lemon, pepper.
Drink of choice.
Vodka, Tito's Crystal Light. Tito's water with Crystal Light. Double. Triple.
Favorite restaurant in LA?
Catch.
What question do you wish people would quit asking you?
How are you so confident?
Favorite nail polish color?
Light pink.
Have you ever texted someone, you up?
Yeah, 1 p.m. after drag bunch.
Who's your celebrity crush?
Chris Evans.
Favorite color?
Pink.
Is the earth flat?
What? Are you kidding me?
You're like, yeah.
Duh.
What is a red flag?
I think if you are scared to express how you feel and feel like you're walking on eggshells.
What is something that is underrated?
Lizzo? No, Lizzo's pretty like big now. Who's underrated?
Or what?
Rachel Bilson.
Did you see my tweet to you?
No, what'd you say?
I tagged you.
Is it a Rachel Bilson tweet? Yeah. Oh, I love her.
Who is an underrated influencer?
Molly Bales or Kenzie Elizabeth.
And last question for an extra one. What is the best meal you can make?
I can make? Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I'm making it tonight. Chicken tenders. They are so good. I actually, like, Kaylee would come over all the time in middle school and I just make them for us all the time. But like from scratch, like I make the breadcrumbs. Ooh. I do the season. Oh, so good.
Oh my God. Well, yay. Those were 74 questions.
74 questions.
With Remy Cruz.
Thank you so
Everyone,
much.
Everyone, round of applause.
What a great moderator you were.
You know, I tried really hard to get in the zone.
You did. Great job.
Oh my God.
Amazing. I hope this was interesting for anybody.
Oh, trust me. When you were going off about the 2 and 3-toed sloths, I was in it.
Watch it. Watch it. They're so cute. But if you guys like this episode, be sure to rate, comment, and subscribe. Listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify,
Google Play,
wherever you're listening to your podcasts.
And of course, don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Instagram, Pretty Basic Official, Pretty Basic. We love you guys. And send in some questions and just fun stuff that you want us to see us do.
Send me some to roast her next week. Thank you for listening.
Okay, bye.
Bye.